came in the 30s, you have to realize the anius that there was then in Eretz Yisrael was lo yehuda. And to expect people to keep Shemitah, not to farm for a whole year, not to bring any produce, was not poshut at all, and wasn't like nowadays that you can fly in stuff from Chutz Lorets and you have stuff with fridges and can deliver stuff. Those days it was much more primitive. I don't know if when he came, I'm not sure there was an airport in Eretz Yisrael on a boat. You brought tomatoes on a boat from Europe. By the time you got here, it would be all rotten. That's why there were the poskim who gave this heter, which was very, very questionable heter, to sell the whole of Eretz Yisrael to a goy, and then maybe they don't have to keep Shemitah, and etc., etc. It was a very questionable heter. Al Kolponim, the Chaznish came, and he wanted to be Mechazik, Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, especially Shemitah. So the Chaznish's Mahalach was to look for all the kulas that you can in Shemitah, and then make it shaykh, make it easier for people to keep Shemitah. I mean, if you go, you know, there's lots of machleks, and if you go with all the chumras, that makes it kimat impossible for people to keep Shemitah. Somebody himself wants to be machmir, tovelo brocha, but to try and encourage people to keep Shemitah, he looked for all the kulas. There was actually somebody there in his time who was a very big machmir, and he was. The Chazir said about him that when he learns a Gemara, it says Shaila and Omar Abaya and Osa and Omar Ruva Muta. So his first kasha is if Abaya says it's Osa, how could possibly Rova say it's Muta? You know, that was his gisha. So what happened? This person left Eretz Yisrael every Shemitah, because he had nothing to eat. So, scratch, you know, that's, so, I'll go upon him, from Mitoich, you've been looking for the kulas, then you come to be Be'etzim, to be Machmir. If you go with all the chumras, the Be'etzim is maybe the kula, you can't keep the Shemitah Bichlal. Now, in Tshuva, there's lots and lots of Machlikusim. And if we go with all the chumras, and a person's misyayish, and they said, I can't do it. So the first yisod is we're going to look for all the kulas in tshuva. Look for all the kulas in tshuva. The days which are acceptable days. We look for all the kulas so that we can be bichlal tshuva. Remember, Yom Kippur is mechape im tshuva. So if we come into Yom Kippur im bichlal tshuva, then Yom Kippur works. Yom Kippur is an unbelievable matana. If we would have one Yom Kippur in our whole lives, then we'd have an opportunity to wipe away all the averas. Kapora means to wipe away. It would be an unbelievable thing. We have it every single year. But it's mechaper with our tshuva, im tshuva. So you have to be bechlal bal tshuva. So let's look for all the kulas. And then that's going to be our mahalach here. Now, when you look at the Indian of tshuva, so Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you know in Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah counts 20 shlavim of tshuva, 20 madregas of tshuva. But he says in Yud Tes, even though there are lots of madregas in tshuva, but the minimum of tshuva is three things. Moide v'oisev yiruchon, the minimum of tshuva is aziva, charata, and vidu. A person stops doing the avera, he regrets that he did the avera, and he's misvadah. And that's tshuva. Then there's targas and targas in all these three levels. So if we think that the essence of tshuva, Aziva, Charata, and Vidui. What is hard to do? Charata is hard to do. A person did Aveira, a few Aveiras, a lot of Aveiras. It's for any Ben Torah. I'm not talking about a friar person. I'm talking about Ben Torah. Is it hard to be mischarit? When you have to be misbinding and realize what you did. If you don't understand you ever did any Aveiras, so okay, no Konami. But if you realize, oh, here I did this Aveira, this Aveira, this Aveira. Am I happy about it? I'd rather not. And you think the more you dwell on the fact on the Aveiras and the Chumrah of the Aveiras, the fact that I'm supposed to keep Torah and I'm worried and rebel against Hashem, v'chula v'chula. So it's not hard to do Charata. It's not a big Yetzer Hara. No, I don't want you to get upset about your Aveiras. Vidui is also not hard. We'll have to understand the Indian of Vidui. Why? What's the mile of telling your Kodesh Baruch everything that he knows? But it's not hard to be misvada. Even we'll understand what the whole idea of Vidui is. But it's a tefillah dikadin. No, why is that hard? What's hard is aziva. And a person says, "But tshuva means I'm going to be mukabel that I'm never going to do this avera again." And a person thinks about it, thinking practically. We're not trying to play lip service over here. It's a tshuva lemaisa. Let's talk practically. Are we going to come out of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, and that's it? We'll never battle again. We'll never be over his taklas. We'll never say a word of lashon hara. V'chula, v'chula, all the popular averas which we do. Can we say that we'll never do it again? Yeah, we can say it, but it's worth nothing saying it. It's saying it itself is an avera, if we don't mean it. So can we say it and mean it? So that's what puts a person thinks about tshuva. I'm not shaykh to it. I'm not in such control of myself. I'm not able to do such a thing. So let's have a look at the Indian of Aziva, and we'll see something very interesting. Rabbeinu Yoino's approach to Aziva. We're looking for the coolers. There could be other people who learn differently, and we'll talk about that maybe next time. Aziva Sachet. Zot Rabbeinu Yoino. Ki yazov trochov haroim v'yigma b'chol levovoi ki lo yosif l'shuk b'derech hazeh oid. So then, we say, you've got to decide, you're not going to go on this derech again. V'im ovein po'al v'yosif, and he did aveiras, he's not going to continue to do them. Kinyan shenema, shuvu shuvu mi darkeichem haroim. Return from your bad ways. V'nema yazov drosho darkoi. You should leave his derech. But it's interesting, this dogish on drochim. You've got to change your derech. Now, Okay. Vida. Zokter Rabbeinu Yoino. Ki mi asher chota derech mikre. Person who was choite b'mikre. What was the pshat derech mikre? Ki hisave taiva. Ve'ichazik olav yitzroi ve'iskafehu. He got a taiva. And his yitzro was miskape on him. And he wasn't able to stop the Yetzer, and he didn't dry up the Yetzer. I'm skipping over the Loshen, and therefore the Nofal the Michmoirav, he fell into the trap of the Yetzer, the Fishaita, the Itoy, at that point in time, because the Yetzer was very strong. V'loy me'asher cheftzoy uretzoynoy limtzoy avoynoy. But he was not a person who wanted to find Averas, wanted to do Averas, is looking for the opportunity to do Averas, and to do it again after he's done this time. So that's one person that he talks about. We'll see in a second what his aziva is. And then he gives a second person. And a mensch who's always on the wrong path. And this person is continually doing averas every single day and repeating them. And he does it over and over. And he always likes the averas, loves the averas. And he's looking, he gets the mikshol, he's looking, making the mikshol in front of him, he's looking for the mikshol. He's magbir his taiva and his yetzer. V'cheftzoi umagamosoi, and his desire is, asher lo yibotze mimenu kol asher yosam lasos. His desire in life is, he should not be prevented from doing anything he wants to do. Which class of people are we? So a person often, when he doesn't think about it properly, he says, listen, I do averus the whole time. I'm always battling. I always have taiva dika averus. I'm the second guy. Yeah? Are you the second guy? Is a real Bentor the second guy? Do you want to do averus? Are you looking for the opportunity to do averus? You come to Seder in order to shmooze, or you come to Seder in order to learn? Would you like to be in a matzav that you can learn 4 hours and not battle at all? Or, rapitom, that's a bit too much. Yeshiva's very geshmak. You sit in a room and you shmooze. And you tickle the Gemara every so often, and you have to know a little bit so that you don't look an idiot. But the maizah, she was geshmak, a lot of chevra, a lot of chaverim. You go over to this one and talk, and that one to talk. Which one is the person? If a person has a problem with the internet, a lot of bachrim have a problem with the internet. So, do you want to put a filter on your internet? Would you prefer to be in a matzav where you don't have an exposure to the internet, or if you'd come to a new place, rent a dira or something, the first thing you do is make sure there's internet there, Wi-Fi, and bring my unfiltered devices. What are you? So, if that's who you are, then you're in the second category. But any half-serious Ben Torah is not in that category. If he's in a place where there's an unfiltered internet, he can't be oymed in the Yetzer Chapsi. Then he's got a smartphone in his pocket and it's not filtered, or he's one of these people who has a filter but he knows how to get around it. So, he walks around, Kilo, he's got a kosher phone, and Lemaisa, he knows how to get around the whole thing. And every night he's getting around it, and he's happy. There's also, he says, Oy, Bisara. Okay, that's the second category. But most people, most serious, half-serious B'nai Torah, are not in that category. A Friar Yid is in that category. Don't tell me what to do. I want to be able to do whatever I want. I once saw a very interesting book. I was in the hospital visiting someone, and in Shari Tzedek, and downstairs on the way out, there's a bookshop. So I see this big red book, and it says Madrich LaChiloni. So I thought, oh, that's an interesting book. Why is this book? And Madrid and Chiloni, I thought, it's Mistama, Book of Kirov. So I opened it up, and what was it? It was written by a friar professor, and basically it says in the Hakdama there, that Mr. Chinoni, you may be that you'll bump into a Haredi one day, and he'll start asking kashas on your Mahalach HaChaim. So I've written this book to be miyashev all the kashas. If you ever get into a kiruv worker comes to you and starts being mekarev you, you should know how to be doiche the kiruv. You know, the Mishnah says Dama Lahoshiv La Pikoiris. So he wrote a book, Dama Lahoshiv La Mamin. And so I had half a minute to buy it, and then I realized, listen, I don't have time to read it. It's very, very interesting. Vetaka, very interesting. So I was looking, flipping through it, and it says, Hachiloni v'hamitzvot. Okay, so I open up that perik. So it's a very interesting thing. It says there that the Chiloni could be mamin in a koach elyon, in a boire, just like the dati. What's the difference between the Chiloni and the Frumi Yid? They both believe there's a creator. He said the Chiloni believes, could believe, that is, he doesn't have to believe there's a creator, but if he does believe there's a creator, he said, yeah, there's a creator, but he has no schus to tell me how to behave. And the Frumi person, the Dati, holds that the Boire has a schus to tell me how to behave. So he says there, that the Chiloni can do mitzvot. He says, but why does the Chiloni do mitzvot? He could do Brit Milah, and he could do, and many of them fast on Yom Kippur and other things. He said, because it's Jewish tradition. It's not because the Boire was Mitzaveh, it's because it's Jewish tradition. Jews have always circumcised themselves. So he done. So the Maisa, the Fizeh, a person who believes that, it's also for him to make a bracha if he's the father and he's bringing his son to Bris Mila. It's also for him to say the bracha, the father, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu lachniso l'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. Because he doesn't believe that's true. He doesn't believe he was mitzvah. So then it's a bracha l'batala. He can't make that bracha. You can't let him make that bracha. Rosh Shiva doesn't allow a koifer to get an aliyah. He said, they don't believe Hashem Bocha Bonim Mikol HaAmim Nosan Lono Yisteirosa. We had a Bocha here whose father was one of the big conservative rabbis. And it was very interesting. He got married the week after Sukkot, and Simchas Torah that year was like this year. Simchas Torah was Chol B'Shabbos, so his offer was on Simchas Torah. And his father came. And his father, one of the big things, published his books of sermons, one of the big knackers there. Al Kolponim, we tried to get him involved in the thing. He didn't want to dance, you know, the thing. He sat on the side, Kiilu, learning the whole time. And Shiva said, you can't give him an aliyah. It's a bracha l'batala. He didn't care. He wasn't mugged that he didn't get an aliyah. Didn't talk to him in the same way as he talks to someone else. Well, you're not going to get an aliyah on your son's offer, you know. Kids, then by the Kiddush, so he spoke as a Nourishkeit that he said was unbelievable. He didn't say Kvira, just this total Nourishkeit. And now this guy has actually married off a child recently, and his father was there, and it's interesting. His father didn't want to have any kibbutzim. So I said to him, "How do you get your father?" You know, well, not easy to say you can't have a kibbutz. Look, he couldn't give him kriyas haksuvah because he can't read all those words. They're hard words, right? So what are you going to give him? And one time there was a maisa I heard. Now, the Rosh Yeshiva was at a chasna, and the Zayda was a conservative rabbi. So what kibbutz are you going to give the conservative rabbi? You can't give him a brocha. You can't give him a kriyas haksuvah. So what kibbutz? So Rosh Yeshiva made up a new kibbutz. He said that he gave a whole drosha that we're now, the chasna is now going to break the glass in remembrance of the Churban HaBayis, which takes us back to years and history and brings us back to the times. And who is more fit to put the glass under the foot of the chosen than his grandfather, who links us to the old days, and he's mechubit to put the glass under the chosen's foot. And he was so happy. So the kids are, so a guy like that, he fits into this this thing. I don't tell me what to do. I can do whatever I want. But a normal Ben Torah is in the first category. It's not just when you say B'derech Mikra, so it happens a lot of times. It's not just one time in 6 months. Yet Nochanami, but it's still B'derech Mikra. He says, it's not because Chefzim Ritzoyne Lim Tzavoyne V'la'asos Kamoyu Al Chrezois. It's not that he's looking to do Averas. He's not Sholit on his Yetzer. The Maizu, we can ask another Kasha. We'll come back to this in a second. When you tell me Aziva, one is, if I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday, so what's the pshat? I've got to be Ozev. All right, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara right now. I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday. I spoke Lashon Hara a few days ago. So what's the Aziva? If it was Gezel, and I've still got the money, so Beseda, Hashem is a Gzela, then it's Aziva. But when a person, he finished the Aveira, now he comes to do Tshuva, what's the Aziva? So the second category, the Ishar Misyatsev al Derech Lotoiv. So he said, what is Aziva? He says, Reishis Tshuva Oisha Zeh Lazav Darko Machshavta Arah. He has an Aziva. He's got to change his way of life. He's got to change his mindset. He's got to change his whole Ashkofa. Reb Yid, you're a Yid, you're Mechuyev to keep Halacha. You've got to try. You cannot look for all the Averas. Your derech ha'chaim is wrong. Change your derech. That's the first thing of the ish ha'misyatsev lo'toiv. But this us would not misyatsev derech lo'toiv. So what's the aziva? Zot Rabbeinu Yoino. The first thing such a person has to do is charoto. Reishis satshuva ish hazeh charoto. V'lo sin yogoin beliba al chatosei. First, he says, you have to do charota. First, think about the matzah. You're doing averas, and it's a bad. These averas are bad things. The Lashon Hara, the Bittul Torah, the Istaklus, all these averas. Think about them and realize, build up your regret for them. Achreichem. Yosef bechol yoim yiras Hashem benafshoi. Afterwards, he has to add yira in to himself. V'yitain chitas elokim b'levavu bechol eis, and it should increase his pachad from Hashem. Ad asheyia nochon libay batuach b'Hashem, ki im Yosef yava ba'yetsev yifkeshev kepam bepam. He has to build up his Yirah Shamayim until he gets to a darga that if the Yetzer comes and chaps him again, he won't be nirshal. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? What do we call that? Working on your Yirah Shamayim, learning Musa, going to hear drashas about Yirah Shamayim. We call. I've got the gears here, but we call Shmuzin, we call Vadim, right? Working on your Yirah Shamayim. That is the Aziva. Maybe one needs to be Mekabel more. We'll talk about Kabbalahs and Yitz Hashem in the future. To a specific Kabbalah to work on my Yirah Shamayim. But for a person to say, my Aziva is to work on my Yirah Shamayim, is that hard? It might be not so easy to work on the Yirah Shamayim, but is it hard to say I'm going to be to increase my Yirah Shamayim? That's what I want, so that I'm going to be in a better place, so my Yetzer won't chap me. And it's lav davka, a person has to realize that lav davka, that within the next year or the day after Yom Kippur, I will have such a dark of Yirah Shamayim that if the day after Yom Kippur the Yetzer comes, I'm going to be minatzeach the Yetzer. shtusim. You can't jump to such a darga. Elomai, he says, the way Rabbi Yonah puts it, ki im yoisif yitein chitzas elikim b'lvav b'chol eis ad ashe yiyye nochen libay batuach b'ashem, until you get to that stage that you're sure that you can be minatzeach the yetzer. Could take 10 years, could take 20 years. But he's working on himself. When he's working on himself, he's in a different derech. This guy, the Ben Torah, who loved Davka, was trying to lehed your work on his Yiras Shamayim. His derech, yes, he keeps halacha, tries, etc. He learns, he tries. And there's nichshal here, there's nichshal there, there's nichshal there. That's his derech. That derech is also not a good derech. You need to put the derech that I'm working on my Yiras Shamayim. I'm building up my Yiras Shamayim so that Bez Hashem, I'll become a tzaddik yisoid olam. Will it happen today or tomorrow? No. Slowly, slowly, madrega after madrega, darga after darga, and I know that Enoch and Ami, I'm going to be nichshal again, I'm sure. Talking practically, not that I want to, and not chas v'sholem, I'm saying oshu ve'echto, chas v'sholem, not saying that I'm fooling anyone. I want to get to a project oshu ve'lo yechto. But I know, like I said last week, that next year there's also going to be a Yom Kippur, the year after there's also going to be a Yom Kippur. So I'm working on myself and I'm growing. That is the aziva. That's the aziva for a normal Ben Torah. One can't do that. That's so hard. And Eitzah Yehutzah v'Loshon Hara. Eitzah Yehutzah v'Loshon Hara is the Manchester Rosh Yeshivas, according to Rav Segal. He was mechadish an idea to learn two halachas of Chofetz Chaim every day. And that helps a tremendous amount to work against Loshon Hara. Why? First of all, you learn the halachas, which maybe you didn't know. But secondly, if every day you spend 5 minutes, how long does it take to learn two halachas of Chofetz Chaim? 5 minutes. You do that every day. A lot of times we say Loshon Hara because we push it. Don't realize it. Shmoozing and shmoozing and shmoozing, and we slip into saying Loshon Hara. We don't have the awareness that this might be Loshon Hara. If you learn every day, say for Chofetz Chaim, then just for a few minutes, then you build up the awareness. So if a person wants to do tshuva for aziva for Lashon Hara, so like I said, what aziva is there? I spoke Lashon Hara yesterday, not today. The aziva is make a kabbalah to learn two halachas, one halacha, spend a few minutes every day thinking about Lashon Hara. Different aveira, learn different svarim, different things. The person both in klali, so we'll talk about that as well in Yitzchak Hashem, maybe next week. There's an inyan of doing tshuva both in klali and tshuva both in prati. We'll speak about it next week in Yitzchak Hashem. So both in klali, if I'm going to learn musa once a week, twice a week, a shtikul musa. A few minutes to have a hisoyrus, maybe, and I'll learn more than that, but I'm not going to be mekabel more than that. Then a person's on a different derech, and that's called aziva, and that's not hard. The yetzer hara is not so big. I'm never going to say Loshon Hara again. I'm never going to be over istakus again. To be emistic, how can I say that? I'm going to work on building my Yiras Shamayim, so when I'm faced with the Nisayon, I hope I'll be able to be omed in that Nisayon. What's the grace of Isnakdus against such a thing? So that's the first Yisod when we talk about Aziva. Aziva be'etzem is to increase our Yiras Shamayim. And Mitzvah Hashem, the Hemshech Yovei, the Seder.